Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. We started live at 12:05. We're punctual here at the Odyssey Good Life Studio. Well, I'm glad you found us no matter what. I would like you to do two things. One, sit back, relax, but plan on going to your local wine market here this week and getting a few bottles of Maison Louis Latour's premium wines that are available. You may have to ask your local purveyor. We went through a period because of supply chain issues where a lot of the wines were scarce. I understand they're back in vogue, and you can do that. Talking to us about the Maison and what the Louis Latour family has built over the centuries and continues to do today is Linda Hinton. She's the Midwest regional rep and longtime supporter of and participant in the family at Maison Louis Latour. And she's nice enough not only to be on the program with us, but she is the guest of honor at the American Institute of Wine and Food Dinner September 21st, coming up right around the corner. So, Linda, we talked about the family, a very brief bit about the history. And, folks, I'd encourage you to go to louislatour.com and look at the history and the vineyards and the wines that are produced and educate yourself. You'll have a lot more fun, trust me. Linda, did they send you a copy of the menu, or have you been to AIWFWichita.org to look at the menu?
Yes, I did go online to take a look.
Good.
For me, that's the best and the worst reason to get in the wine business is a love of food and wine.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about.
I do, he says, sitting here grossly overweight because he loves to eat and drink and he's good at it. let's talk about the family acquired a sparkling wine producer in Burgundy. And,
yes.
And, oh, my God, Rob Bennett got me a bottle. We didn't have one when we did the menu building, but we talked about what would be a good entry wine, and they said this was the one. And
fantastic.
I didn't save it to drink with you on the air today. Beth and I had it.
Oh
my God, it was so good. Tell us a little bit about this. And a lot of folks are going, what? A sparkling wine from Burgundy? Who ever heard of that? Well, there's sparkling wine made all over France. It just can't be called champagne. Tell us a little bit about the producer.
So the producer has been in part of Burgundy. A lot of people don't realize that this region is part of Burgundy, and that's the region of Chablis. Chablis is just north of the traditional narrow slope that we refer to when we talk about Burgundy. But just north of Burgundy, actually sits closer to Champagne than it is to the rest of the Burgundian vineyards, is Chablis, where Chardonnay is absolutely king. But there's also Pinot Noir around that region as well. Obviously, it's most well known for the wine with the Chablis name on the label, which is 100% Chardonnay. But there is quite a bit of Pinot Noir and a couple of other varietals there too. So that's what makes it interesting. But this producer has been in Chablis since the mid-1800s, and back in 2003, what Louis Latour wanted to do was effectively duplicate what the Latour family has always done in Burgundy with that combination of vineyards that they own as well as fruit purchased from growers that they know and they trust. So they were able to do that by acquiring a winery called Simone Febre. It's a little bit tricky on the tongue.
I'm glad. You noticed I hadn't said it beforehand because I wasn't sure.
That's all right. If you could take a few sips of wine, I promise the pronunciation will get easier. yes, it's hyphenated Simone, which is spelled like phonetically Simonette. And Febre is a little trickier. It has a B in there when you don't think there should be, but it's Simone Febre. And Simone Febre is still producing the sparkling wine that we call Crémant de Bourgogne. That means sparkling wine from Burgundy, but as you mentioned, we must not call it champagne. So instead of sparkling wine, it's referred to as Crémant, and that is the French word for sparkling. So you'll see Crémant de Loire, Crémant de Alsace, you know, et cetera.
And these wines, you and I know, but I bet you a lot of my listeners don't know, these beautiful sparkling wines, Crémant, from all the different regions you just mentioned, are great value and bring so much to the party. And they feature the grapes of that region, you know. So but they are made, Méthode Champenois, it does the same thing with the secondary fermentation in the bottle. And great value and good stuff.
Ours is the one that you're referring to, and the one that will be at the dinner is a blend of 60% Chardonnay and 40% Pinot Noir. And as you know, the best champagnes are also focused either exclusively on Chardonnay or Chardonnay and Pinot, although that's not the only indicator of an excellent champagne.
Yeah, well.
But as you mentioned, you know, it is Méthode Champenoise. We age ours on the leaves for 24 months. And I know your listeners are wine savvy, but that matters because it gives the wine that richness. It gives it some complexity on the palate. It's not just a one-dimensional little glass of bubbles. It has just a little bit of heft to it. Not too much, but the smooth texture. It's lively, it's refreshing. So I'm really thrilled that that's how we are going to start the wine dinner, because I think everything should start with bubbles.
You and me both. And that is the greeting wine. And then you may have heard a cork come out of a bottle while you were talking. I pulled the cork out of the 2019 Pouilly Foussé. And
I'm so glad you've got that with you.
And this was one of my favorites of the tasting when we built the menu. And we went back and forth on what we were going to put it with. But I think the chef came up with a pretty decent salad with some things that will echo or enhance what we're doing with the wine, the aromatics and the mouthfeel of the wine. And that should be a lot of fun. This wine, if someone said, Linda, tell us about Pouilly Foussé in few words as you can. What do you tell them it's like? What do you tell them that the typical taste, the minerality, the tart apple, what do you tell?
I would ask them, do you like to eat? Do you like food? You do? Do you enjoy good food and wine? You're going to love this wine. You can't ask them, do you like Chardonnay? Because even though this wine is 100% Chardonnay, everybody's got something different in mind when it comes to 100% Chardonnay. But what I would say after I've had them taste it is this wine is 100% Chardonnay. It's clean, crisp, and refreshing with some delicious fruit.
You know, and it's just so bright. The acidity is stunning, and no oak, all stainless steel. Little or no, I'm guessing no malolactic fermentation. It's just crisp, bright Chardonnay fruit.
Guy, you'd be surprised that we actually do full malolactic fermentation on our Pouilly Foussé. The only time we would not do that is if it's an exceptionally warm year, like 2003 would be one of the most recent examples. But otherwise, we want to work with fruit that, like I said earlier, that has that nice ripeness, but also has the balance of that good acidity, because all of our wines are excellent food wines, all of them. Yeah. But several of them, especially for the American palate, several of them are super easy to sip just by themselves. Wow. So one of the favorite things I love to hear people say at any wine event is, I don't like Chardonnay, because this is the bottle that I reach for. And I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, their eyes light up and they say, oh, wow, this is delicious. This is Chardonnay?
Yeah.
And it's because, like I said, clean, it's crisp, it makes the food taste better, and the food makes the wine taste better. It just really locks on to, just all elements of the palate. And I think it's going to be a great pairing, because the salad has a little bit of apple, but it also has some fat. You know, that gorgonzola cheese is going to be amazing and contrast the acidity, and that's a really good call.
And I told them they wanted to do nuts, and I agreed nuts would be good, but we don't want anything with sugar on it. So the almonds are just fried. So we'll get the richness of the almond meat, but we're not adding any sugar or anything. And I told them to be easy on the balsamic vinegar too. So it should be great.
The right second, now,
go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I am mouthing the words, thank you, guy.
Yeah, well.
Because we don't want sugar at this juncture.
No. Moving to the second course and continuing with the Chardonnay theme, the 2019 Louis Latour Grand Ardèche Chardonnay, a completely different wine from the Pouilly Foussé. Is that a fair assumption?
Absolutely.
And
It
tastes so good.
Grapes are coming from a different region entirely. So the idea was to come to market with a white Burgundy in greater quantity and better price point than anything we can work with in Burgundy. So the solution was in 1979 to go a little bit further south, where it's warmer than Burgundy, but we still have those limestone clay soils. And we're able to find an excellent location for Chardonnay, and that is the bucolic Ardèche Valley. And that is where this fruit is coming from. So this wine is 100% Chardonnay. Unlike the Pouilly Foussé, it does see a little bit of time in barrel. It's about 8 to 10 months neutral barrel contact, just enough to give it a little bit of weight, a little bit of roundness. And I should mention, though, that the barrels are produced by the Latour family as well.
Wow.
And that's a big part of what we do. We only toast medium for our barrels. We sell about half of what we produce. The other half we use. But it's an assemblage of a neutral barrel on all our wines, the only exception being the Grand Cru. So what that means is that all of our wines have the structure and the backbone that you need for ageability, and it's never going to be an ingredient. It's never going to be a seasoning.
Yeah.
So that's what you've got here in the Grand Ardèche. It's just a very approachable, nice Chardonnay that's got the acidity. But I'll tell you what, it's a great choice for that mushroom cream sauce that you've paired it with, because it's got enough acidity to cut through that cream sauce and clean the palate, but it has the richness that'll lock on to the other aspects of the dish too.
Yeah, that little bit of house-smoked Italian sausage, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. And we got to take another break. We come back, we'll finish with the third course and one of my favorites, the dessert course. But boy, the two red wines that are going with course number three really shined when we tasted them as we put the menu together. And I hope that I was pushing the third course food, and I was a single voice in the jungle here. But I won. We'll see how it comes out. I'm Guy Bauer. Linda Hinton's on the phone with us. She's from Maison Louis Latour. I encourage you to go to goodlifeguy.com, read about Latour. There's links to their winery. There's links to AIWF Wichita. You can find out about the dinner, which is literally right around the corner. Reservations are required by September 18th. The dinner is on the 21st at the Larkspur Bar and Bistro. I'm Guy Bauer. Good Life continues after this quick break. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.